Chapter 34, Healing, the Infinite Intelligent Healing Power, the Wisdom of the Body. Healing power is part of the omniscient wisdom that runs the universe. We can trust the infinitely intelligent healing power to do its work as the process of life unfolds. Healing power works without our awareness or assistance. It creates, operates, and sustains every cell, tissue, organ, and system in the body. It heals cuts, destroys foreign invaders, replaces worn-out cells, cleans up debris, regulates hormones, delivers food and oxygen to the cells, eliminates waste products and toxins, and much more. With the practices described in this work, we can support and assist the healing power when it needs our help. Moreover, we can tap into this power to help us manage our suffering more skillfully. This chapter outlines two healing processes, the ocean and the house. In the ocean, we learn how to get help from the great healer in meditation for any pain or problem. In the house, we learn how to expand our space to receive the problems of life with equanimity. The ocean. The great healer. We live in an infinite ocean of love. The ocean has unlimited quantities of compassion, understanding, peace, forgiveness, courage, wisdom, and other spiritual qualities. Each one of us is a drop of that ocean, made of the same qualities, but when we are separate from the ocean, these qualities remain limited. In ordinary states of consciousness, our droplet exists within but remains separate from the ocean. In advanced meditation, when separation dissolves, we join the ocean and absorb her powers and qualities. This is contacting higher power in her aspect as the great healer. In this role, she is the keeper of the ocean of love. Love is more powerful than any pain or problem. We can bathe in the ocean of love. In meditation, when we calm the waves, we enter the deep part of the ocean and absorb her nature. In the stillness and silence of meditation, love and her sister qualities slowly expand and replace our ego and problems. Love is the great healing force in the universe. It is more powerful than any pain or problem. Armed with this knowledge, we can go to the great healer in meditation and ask for help. A slow process of purification, sometimes purification by fire. Healing is a slow process of purification, sometimes by fire. Although some problems dissolve easily, others are deeply embedded and take years of work. Often we think we have eliminated a problem only to find additional layers later in life. Moreover, during crises, we may experience immersion in the ocean of suffering rather than the ocean of love. Immersed in suffering, we feel as though we might drown in the pain waves. With long-term practice, however, we can learn how to ride out any wave of pain. When we stay with our pain, we come to the other side of the crisis where we find ourselves with more love. Love burns up problems. Love burns up problems one layer at a time until love is all there is. At mastery, we are always deep in the ocean of love no matter what the waves are doing. We come to know love as the foundation of the universe. We feel safe, secure, and immortal. We are love and give only that. We can expand any one or a combination of the qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet by entering the ocean of love in meditation. To get help, With any kind of problem, try the following exercise. There are 7 steps: introspection, spiritual alphabet, prayer, meditation, action, repetition, mastery. Step 1, introspection. Make a problem list. For example, your problem might be fear of dying. 2, spiritual alphabet. Consult the spiritual alphabet and decide which qualities you would like to expand in response to your problem. For the fear of death, you might choose safety, security, and immortality. Step 3, prayer. Ask for help from the keeper of the ocean of love. Great healer, I'm drowning in waves of fear and pain. I need your help. I need more of your love, manifest as the safety, security, and immortality of my soul. Step 4, meditation. With your will and concentration, eliminate all thoughts except those of safety, security, and immortality. In the increasing stillness of meditation, notice how the feeling of safety, security, and immortality permeates and saturates your entire being. As peace spreads throughout your body, feel your fear slowly dissolve. Bathe in the healing ocean as long as you can. Step 5, action. When you come out of meditation, bring your expanded feeling of safety, deep peace, and immortality to all of your experiences. Step 6, repetition. Repeat this process as often as possible. Step 7, mastery. In time, with your effort and God's grace, your little droplet of ocean completely merges with the ocean of love. Then you will know that you are safe, secure, and immortal. Go to the healing ocean as often as possible. Bring all of your painful problems to the great healer. Consult the spiritual alphabet. Choose one or any combination of qualities you need in response to your problems. Focus on these qualities in the stillness of meditation. Repeat this process of purification until your love is perfect. Give that love to all whom you meet. Points to remember. We can turn the tables on our pain and make it work for rather than against us. Bring any problem to the stillness of deep meditation. Invoke your higher power as the great healer and ask for help. In the stillness of deep meditation, through the grace of the keeper of the ocean, love qualities slowly replace our ego and problems. Love is more powerful than even the most brutal reality. We can go to the ocean of love in deep meditation and absorb its unlimited supply of healing qualities as often as necessary until we achieve mastery. At mastery, we experience our consciousness as a part of the vast ocean below. Then we know we are safe, secure, and immortal. Then we can assist others in their journey toward the same. The house. First floor, tests and trials. Imagine you live in a 2-story house. On the first floor is the physical plane with all of its tests and trials. Here we often struggle with issues, problems, flaws, and symptoms. Sometimes we react well, other times poorly. We need help. Second floor, healing qualities. On the second floor are soul qualities. The atmosphere on the second floor is still, silent, serene, and spacious. Here there is unlimited love and associated healing qualities. The goal is to bring these qualities to the first floor to help us manage our painful problems. Steps to the second floor. The steps to the second floor are spiritual practices such as affirmations, mindfulness, meditation, and loving service. When we practice these and other spiritual disciplines, we climb to the second floor where we absorb the qualities needed to manage whatever difficulties we must face on the first floor. The uninvited guest. All of us have problems that take up residence on the first floor of our home against our will. Some of these we can fix, others do not respond so easily. We do everything we can to eliminate them. However, no matter what we try, some problems will not budge. We cannot fix them or evict them. On the contrary, the more we struggle, the more upset and agitated we become. The invited guest teacher in the school of life. When we find ourselves in this dilemma, we can accept the problem in our home as a resident instructor. Until this time, the problem has been treated as an uninvited guest. When agitated, it is often because we have not created enough space for the problem. Now, we give the guest a room with plenty of space and an atmosphere graced with healing and acceptance. We turn the table on the problem by going up to the second floor where there is unlimited space. We take a portion of this space to the first floor and create a guest room for the problem. We can create as many rooms as we need. There is an infinite supply of space on the second floor of this magical house. We can do this with all of our problems so that on the first floor, all we have are invited guests, our teachers, in the school of life. Technique. In this exercise, we transfer the magical healing powers of the qualities on the second floor to the first floor in six steps: introspection, guest teachers, healing and purification, action, repetition, mastery. Step 1, introspection. Make a list of problems that you're unable to eliminate from the first floor of your house. For example, highly reactive emotions. Step 2, convert problems to invited guest teachers. Practice meditation, mindfulness, service to humanity, or any other set of spiritual practices that you enjoy. These disciplines will help you climb to the second floor where you can draw from an unlimited supply of space and healing qualities. With your expanded space from the second floor, create a room for your problem. Fill the atmosphere of the room with acceptance, thus making the uninvited problem a guest teacher. This sets the stage for healing and purification. Step 3, healing and purification. When we respond to our painful problems with soul qualities, we heal and purify our consciousness. All of our problems are teachers with the goal of helping us expand spiritual qualities until these qualities are unconditional. Go back up to the second floor to get whatever spiritual qualities you need to manage your problem. We have an army of 100 qualities to choose from up there. You can cultivate these qualities by practicing any one or a combination of spiritual methods. For highly reactive emotions, you might choose peace, even-mindedness, and patience. Permeate all of the rooms in your house and all of your problems with these qualities. Step 4. Action. Bring your expanded peace, even-mindedness, and patience to all of your actions. Step 5, repetition. Repeat this process of healing and purification until the spiritual qualities become unconditional. Step 6, mastery. In the end, we become patient, peaceful, and even-minded under all conditions. Then we give these qualities to all we meet. Points to remember. An uninvited problem that we cannot eliminate creates agitation. We can reduce this agitation by giving the problem a spacious room filled with stillness, silence, and serenity. When life does not change, our response to it can. We can accept all problems with serenity. When we practice the spiritual methods described in this work, we create an increasingly serene space to hold our problems. We can bring the spiritual qualities down to the first floor in response to the tests and trials of our lives. When we focus on these qualities instead of our problems, we slowly spiritualize the entire first floor of our home. Eventually, love, compassion, understanding, humor, cheerfulness, and strength permeate our atmosphere. In the beginning, in ordinary consciousness, a problem like a big fish creates many ripples in a small pond. In higher states of consciousness, the same fish has little or no effect as our consciousness is expanded. We have the space inside to handle anything, including death. Whenever we have problems with difficult people, we can give each of them a room with plenty of space. We can then permeate that room with understanding, patience, tolerance, and kindness. Do not try to escape your problems. They are invited guest teachers, but they do not own the house. Welcome these guests into your home, but not as permanent residents. Remember, your problems are teachers, helping expand your spiritual qualities until those qualities are unconditional. And never forget, you have the help of an army of 100 spiritual qualities. Affirmations. I add love to every moment. I entertain every guest teacher. I accept all problems with serenity. I remain serene no matter what happens. I manifest unflinching peace no matter what the world does. I manifest unflinching peace no matter what state my body is in. I stay deep in the ocean of love no matter what happens on the surface. I am safe, secure, and immortal. I hold all of my problems in a compassionate space. I hold all of your problems in a compassionate space. I burn karmic problems with love. Love burns karma, mine, yours, ours. I surround, feed, permeate, and saturate all of my problems with healing qualities. Exercises. Describe the 7 steps of the healing process called the ocean. Do you use meditation to help you work with your pain and problems? How might you use the ocean to help you contain, reduce, or eliminate your pain and problems? Describe the 6 steps of the healing process called the house. What happens if you do not have enough space in your house to hold your problems? When you practice spiritual disciplines, you expand the space in your house so it will be big enough to hold your problems. When you have a lot of space, problems can show up with barely a ripple. Is your house big enough? What will you do to create more space? Make a list of the people who provoke you. In a meditative state, visualize each one of them in a room with plenty of space. Then permeate the room with understanding, patience, tolerance, and kindness. Picture yourself with each of these people in harmony and peace. When you feel ashamed because of your mistakes, visualize yourself in a spacious room filled with understanding, compassion, and forgiveness. Absorb these qualities. You have now completed your review of 10 powerful healing qualities. In the next chapter, you will learn how to create a balanced healing program.